News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A father in the UK is calling for unisex baby changing facilities after he was forced to change his son's nappy on a wheelie bin. Is this a problem facing fathers here in Ireland? Well, our own Adrian Barry from offtheball.com believes it is. Adrian, you've had experience with this. Tell us your story.
Yeah, not quite the wheelie bin recently, but it came up in conversation. There's four of us on Off The Ball who do a Dadcast pod.
Yeah, which I've is heard it. Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's supposed to be a weekly sort of mull over events of the week, and frequently turns out to once a month or whatever because of our laziness and our busyness with being dads and all that stuff. But yeah, it had come up because one of us, Ger, had been at the Aviva Stadium at the Ireland Georgia game and brought a 7-year-old daughter to it, and she needed to go to the toilet at some point, and he was like, well, what am I supposed to do here? Do I bring
tricky
the
one.
Men's?
Yeah.
A lot of things going on in there that I don't necessarily want my 7-year-old daughter to see, or do I go into the women's? He was kind of leaning towards the latter, that he would just sort of wander into the women's, that, look, I'm bringing my daughter in, send her into the cubicle and I'll just hang out. He didn't do anything in the end. He actually said to her, listen, do you mind hanging on until we get home? And to be fair to her, she did. My experience was, I was at a family-run and family-orientated pub in Dublin recently for Sunday lunch, and at some point or another, our two-year-old son had done what two-year-olds do in their nappy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had to bring him to the toilet to get him changed. And I asked one of the waiting staff, you know, where are the baby-changing facilities? And she said, oh, the only facility we have is in the ladies' toilet. So I was kind of, obviously...
Yeah, immediate dilemma.
Head. Yeah, what am I going to do here? So, like, the options are obviously go to the wheelie bin, like this guy had done, or maybe go to the car. And I said, listen, I'm going to go into the ladies' toilets. So went on in. Obviously, there was nobody in there when I went in. Two cubicles when I go in, start changing, everything's fine. And at some point, obviously, a woman comes in to go to the toilet.
Did you feel the need to quickly explain why you
were
there?
No. I felt the need to shut the hell up and say absolutely nothing was my main thing. But unfortunately, my two-year-old decided that this was the most fantastic time to start saying, dada, 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 just for no great reason at all. And so I wasn't sure whether to sort of adopt a Life of Brian style woman's voice. And
are there any women here?
Yeah. For fear of getting stoned, obviously. But so yeah, I just kind of said nothing. She went about her business. I cleaned the baby's nappy and waited until there was nobody there, and then sort of left under cover of darkness. It all felt a bit weird, and it felt like a position I didn't need to be in.
Yeah.
It felt like a position that any women that were coming in of the toilet definitely didn't need to be in. The thing that actually really got me, Shane, was that it wasn't like some cool city centre, lovely hip spot at like 9 o'clock of a Saturday evening. Like, this was a Sunday afternoon, Sunday lunchtime. And probably most women wouldn't have had any great issue with me being in there or not.
Yeah, but
like,
it's an awkward one.
Exactly.
Man going into women's toilets is always awkward.
Yeah, yeah.
You could understand this if it was 30 years ago, but you have to hope most men change their child's nappy as much as the mother does. And probably isn't in every case, but you have to hope most do. So it seems kind of logical that baby changing facilities should no longer be in the ladies' toilets.
You would think so. Firstly, I'm not going to say to my wife, listen, I can't go in there, so you're going to have to do it. Like, I think that'd be a little bit of a cop-out. And I would also think that, like, I know from personal experience, if you go to somewhere that doesn't have excellent changing facilities or any changing facilities, it's not that you go, well, I'm never coming back here again, but you're unlikely.
Yeah.
Whereas the reverse of that is absolutely true. If you go to a venue that the food might be only all right and the coffee's a little bit burnt or whatever it is, but they've got great changing facilities, you'll definitely go back and forget about anything else. From a pure business point of view, you would think that it just makes a lot of sense for businesses that can attract families to prepare for it.
Okay, we will leave it there. Adrian Barry from offtheball.com. Thanks indeed for joining us.